Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, October 1st, and Jen and I are here to entertain yet once again.
Yes.
Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Sam.
We weren't here yesterday because I texted you in the morning. I woke up with this terrible stomach ache, and this was because I had eaten spicy stuff the night before. And my body doesn't like spicy stuff very much. And sometimes I forget because I'll eat something that's mildly spicy and it will be okay, you know. But we had some Mexican food and stuff and salsa and all that stuff. I thought I'd try the really hot one. Well, I had to pay in the morning. So it wasn't fun. But, you know, so I mean, I rarely if ever get sick, you know. So it wasn't really a sickness. It's just like sensitivity to food, I guess.
Yeah. Well, glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, me too. Because tonight there's a party, right?
Yep.
There's a party tonight, folks. Yeah. And none of you are invited, but I am.
Sorry, everyone.
So tell me, what's the right etiquette for me? I mean, I'm not bringing anybody with me. Am I going to be like alone there, or are there people that come by themselves too?
I don't know anybody that comes alone.
Yeah, and it doesn't really matter. I mean, I'm not going there to pick up anybody or anything.
No, but I mean, you could make friends, or you could bring somebody. I mean, it's a bar, so you know, it's like an open place. So.
Oh, okay, cool. So everybody does their thing and stuff.
Yeah. It's like going to be easy. Like, we're just going to be congregating there.
Okay, good. So I'll get to meet some people, some of your friends and stuff.
Yeah.
At least I know you and Lauren.
Right.
And there's probably going to be a couple of other friends that have been on the show, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, good. So I know them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shira, who has the animal rescue, will be there. Taylor, who has the store Espionage, will be there.
Right. And Monica
be there? Will be there.
Wow. I actually saw her on TV. They show the previews of Survivor.
Yeah, it's on every Wednesday.
So she made it. I mean, I don't know if she won or not, but she made it for the show, right?
Yeah.
She was selected.
On.
Yeah.
She's going to be a guest on It's Complicated with me and Lauren.
Oh, wow.
To talk about
cool.
it.
And so there's a whole season before we know if she wins or not.
I already know.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I won't reveal.
Yeah, that. You're not supposed to, right?
No. I'll never tell.
Yeah.
But yeah, so all those people will be there tonight. And I mean, it's cool. Going to be an interesting group of people.
Yeah.
I have no idea how I'm going to talk to everyone. I don't even know if I'll probably see Lauren during the event because we both have to entertain so many people.
Yeah, you get to mingle.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, they always say you don't necessarily enjoy your own event.
Really? Yeah, because you're busy.
Right.
Yeah. But it's not true because, I mean, you don't enjoy it in the same way that the guests are.
Right.
But it's still enjoyable,
right?
To be the host.
We're just going
to
be busy.
Right.
So.
Good, good. Well, congratulations
Thank
to you.
You.
For those of you who don't know, Jen and Lauren are going to have a show starting next week, Wednesday at 12, right on this station. And it's going to be called It's Complicated.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about what the show will be about.
We are going to talk about everything to do with online dating, relationships, getting in them, getting out of them, and what we face and what our guests face every day.
There you go. Very relevant stuff.
Yes, very.
Definitely.
It's a fun topic, and I think everyone can relate.
Right. I just saw there's a new app. Did you see that one called People?
No, haven't heard of that.
No, you haven't heard of that one?
Yeah.
That one lets you actually rate people.
Finally.
Oh, yeah, you're the one that brought it up, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, wait, people that you date or just people in general?
No, just people that you know, like friends and
Oh, well, that's
like
rude.
That. Is it?
Yeah, of course it is.
Well, but the thing is that I don't think they know who rates anybody. So what they're saying is it's a good thing because when you meet a person, it helps you find like high-quality people or highly rated people or something.
Yeah, but what about bullying? How do they ensure that people aren't just being nasty?
Right. I mean, there's room for abuse
of course.
In it, but then again, you can say that with Yelp, and it seems to work. you know, where people raid businesses and
but
stuff.
Some people are very mean about businesses. Also, right. If somebody has an off day or, you know, whatever, but I don't know.
Right. But those things stand out, I think, you know. I mean, if it's just stars, you'll never know. But when you have like a million positive reviews and then somebody is just pissed off, you can tell, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but it's called People, P-E-E-P-L-E. And I don't know. They're saying that it's like, yeah, to learn about people. So I'm not sure how I feel about this. I'm going to have to think about it.
Well, I'm going to download it and see what it's all about.
Yeah.
There's also a new, wait, it's P-E-E-P-L-E?
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh, there it is. No, yeah. But it says it's shared group photo albums.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Photo albums?
No, that it says people, shared group photo albums. Are you sure it's not called something else?
I'm looking at it right here. Maybe that's not the name of the site, though. Let me see if there's... Hold on a second. I think there's a link here. Oh, forthepeople.com. Okay, that's the website. I don't know if you can find the app. Are you looking for the app in the app store? Oh, maybe it wasn't released yet? I don't know, but go to their website. It's forthepeople.com.
Interesting.
For the people.
All right. Well, I'll have to do some research about that because I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
There's a new dating app.
Really? What's that one called?
It's called Down.
Down.
Okay. So, like...
So, you're up on them. That's good. You know, I mean, people should listen to the show.
Right.
Because you're up on top of everything.
I try and stay abreast of news that I'm going to be talking about. So, there's one called Down, and it's for people who either are down to hook up or... want to date. So like instead of swiping right and left, there's a function where like you swipe down. I think you can also do like left means you don't like them, down means you just want to hook up, and right means you want to date.
It
alerts the person like what you're actually looking for, and they take the surprise out of it.
Yeah, that's true, because some people do just look to hook up, right? But then but then people get disappointed when they're looking for a relationship, and you're looking for a hookup, and I know, that's, I mean, some people actually write, you know, on their profile, no hookups, you know.
Right.
Most women do, I think.
Yeah, so.
There's a phone call here, let's see who that is. Good morning, you're on the air, thank you for joining us. Who is this? Of course. Okay. So, Down, so that's a new app. Do they have a lot of people on there yet?
I have no idea. I actually don't have the app because at this point there's just too many.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
You'll have to
follow with all of them.
Right.
And I have noticed that, I mean, you had said before that you start seeing the same people on all the apps.
Right.
And I have noticed that, you know. But is it possible that sometimes they'll present the same person to you at another time on the same app?
I mean, even if you I think there's probably glitches.
Yeah, probably. Because I know there's a couple people that I actually remembered, and I was sure they'd asked me before if I liked them or not, you know.
Yeah.
On the app, on Tinder.
Maybe they unmatched with you and then matched with you again.
Mm. Yeah.
Because I know people that will unmatch. Like, if I haven't heard from you or something, like, I'll unmatch with somebody.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because
Then they can come up again?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's also like, why keep them there?
Yeah, exactly.
Going back to the People app I'm reading about, it says there are no anonymous reviews, but no way to opt out either.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
What do you mean no way to opt out?
Like, I don't think you can opt out of...
people rating you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but how do you know that you exist?
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe somebody just enters it the first time, and then people look for it, like in Yelp or something, I think. That's an interesting app. I'd like to see how that goes. But, if you have a friend, I mean, who would rate their friends bad, right?
No, you wouldn't. But also, like... then your friends can see you rated them. Also, then what if somebody rates you badly?
Right. I don't get that. So it's not anonymous?
No.
Oh, wow. And it's not just a star rating. You actually write reviews?
Right. On personal, business, and relationship.
Yeah. Wow. It's going to open up a whole can of worms.
Ugh.
I wonder. I know. It's not a great concept. I don't understand.
I mean, it could be, I guess, if... Here's the thing. I think people should also make their own call on people. You know, like, you have your own judgment about certain people, and you should figure it out for yourself.
Yeah.
And not everybody is going to hit it off.
Exactly. It's not like restaurants on Yelp, you know? It
right.
definitely isn't. You're dealing with people's lives here.
Right.
Wow. So. Yeah, people will do anything to get fame and success in this app world, even if it's not something great.
Well, you know what? I mean, if there's a market for it, there's a market for it. I don't know that there will be. This could also crash and burn.
Yeah.
Not every app succeeds.
That's true. There's a lot of negative reviews on Twitter and stuff. Abusers live to game systems, and you're handing them the biggest present they could ever hope for abusers of the system. So yeah, that makes sense. It's obviously very controversial.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. Sometimes controversial things succeed somehow.
Yeah, I mean, Facebook started as like hot or not. Like people were like commenting on people's faces. Like that's what it was.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah,
turned into Facebook what it is today.
Yeah. Now it makes sense of the name, right?
Face. Yeah.
Yeah. See, you learn something new every day.
Did you see that was a main part of the movie The Social Network?
The Social Network,
yeah. It was like the beginning of it.
Right. I just don't remember it. But, I mean, I sort of know the story of Facebook. I mean, I know it started in a college and everything.
Yeah.
And it started small just to serve the people that created it. But I have seen the movie, and I guess you could never know something like this could succeed so much, you know?
No, you just have to do it and see what happens.
Yeah. But you definitely deserve all the money and credit because you come out of nowhere and you create something that the whole world is, like, tied to, you know?
Right.
I mean, what is it, like a billion users or something?
Facebook? I don't know.
Yeah, they went past that already. Yeah. So... Yeah, I mean, you got to imagine. I mean, what does he say to himself when he looks in the mirror every day? Like, I'm the shit, you know?
I hope that he celebrates his accomplishments. I mean, yeah. Who knows? Maybe he's jaded by this point, but I would doubt it.
Yeah, I struggle.
Especially as it gets bigger and bigger.
I mean, you become a celebrity, you know? And, you know, but that's the nice thing about it. That's what I like about the technology and the internet is everything. It lets people break through. You can become a star. You can become success. Whereas before, people would just stay anonymous for the rest of their lives, you know. So unless you really invented something big or something like that. But now even people that are unknown get to accomplish things. And it's a great thing, I think, you know.
I just think it's interesting to, like, be famous in the tech industry. Like, who would have thought that would have been, like, a sexy industry?
Right.
But when you think of, like, Silicon Valley and Silicon Beach, now everyone wants to work for those tech companies because they have the best lifestyles. It's, like, the coolest thing to be a part of. And who would have thought?
Yeah. And they make a lot of money, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we can't say each and every one, but obviously many of them do. Very rich people, you know, stock options and things like that. So...
There are good perks when it works out.
Yeah,
definitely. I mean, obviously, then there's things called startups, which are starting up. So they're not rich yet.
No, they're not rich yet, exactly. But if you get into the right company at the right time, you could be very rich overnight. Yeah. I know. Well, I never got into that field deeply, but I always more or less... Rather than create computers and software and stuff, I always just found ways to empower me and use it in ways that you couldn't before. I remember when they used to call it desktop publishing, when you were able to start using like laser printers and fonts on the screen and stuff with the Mac. Yeah, that's a long time ago, but it enabled people to actually create flyers, documents, things like that that look great and where you didn't need typesetters anymore.
What's
so,
a typesetter?
A typesetter, those are the people that set the... Well, before they were using computers to output, typesetters would put like one letter at a time, you know, or with computers also, but they would have to... it wasn't like camera ready, what they call. So a typesetter is somebody that actually set the type. It's like they were... What they call it... It was made of metal, and every letter they put up there, I don't know how they were able to do that for entire newspapers and stuff. But that's what it is. So before that, you used to have that where you'd go to the printing place. They would design it for you with paste up and things like that, you know.
Oh.
So, yeah, for documents like that. But then, you know, Apple came out with a Mac that enabled you to actually create graphics on the screen, choose different fonts and everything. And type was very important to Steve Jobs because he had taken calligraphy and he really was into type and stuff, you know.
Interesting.
So that's why, yeah, you can see that all over the Mac.
I need to see that movie.
Yeah, did it come out yet?
I think it's out, or maybe it's coming out this weekend.
Yeah, it's coming out, I think. It's based on the book, which I read, but they're saying the movie is not very complimentary of him. Although, the book wasn't, it didn't beat around the bush. It was given out the awards and all, but Steve Jobs was definitely a mixed bag. You know, and they did one with Ashton Kutcher, right? But was that like a TV movie or something?
It was, no, I don't know. It was a film.
Yeah, it was also Steve Jobs.
Yeah, this one I think is more accurate, probably.
Yeah, it's based more on, yeah, probably. But I would like to see that one, too. That would be interesting. I've read several books on Steve Jobs.
Even if it's not complimentary, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to see it and learn.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, my God, you know, again, we were talking about people that changed the world, and this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
The vision that people have, you know. And when you think about it, I mean, these are things, all the things they created, we didn't know we needed or wanted until they appeared.
That's how you become successful.
Right?
Give the people what they didn't know they need.
Yeah. Like, I mean, the iPhone, it was totally revolutionary, completely. You know, with all the pinching and the swiping and the touch screen and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Totally changed everything. So that's why it's funny sometimes when Android say, oh, Apple stole our idea as well. Although they were both working on similar things, obviously Apple was out first with this technology. So I think they actually won a couple lawsuits that Samsung put against them. So that's that app. This, I guess, Powerball lottery. Do we have them here too, or is it just on the East Coast?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think they're usually like on the eastern part of the country. I don't think we have Powerball here. I think, in essence, what it is, it's a lottery where a few states participate in it, so it becomes the pot becomes really big.
Oh.
So this woman, a 26-year-old mother, won $310 million. And didn't have to split it with anybody. She was the only ticket.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That
wow.
is life-changing.
What would you do with that, huh? Yeah, life-changing changing indeed.
Yeah, I could think of a thing or two.
Yeah, huh? I mean, that's a lot of money. I mean, I'd be hard-pressed to spend $300,000, you know, let's say if I didn't
have to. No, that's easy, especially when it's taxed.
Yeah, well, you know, I meant without tax and if I didn't have to buy a house or something, you know.
Right.
Yeah. No, but really, I mean, you know, $310 million, that's outrageous. Yeah, obviously. I mean, I would probably end up giving a lot of it away, you know. I mean, what do you do with all that money? Right?
Give it to your friends and family members, start a business.
Yeah.
Put it away, invest.
A foundation under your
name. Start a foundation.
Yeah.
Travel.
Yeah. Still, I mean, you can travel all you want. You won't spend that kind of money.
Yeah, you will. Over time, you'll spend that.
You know how much $300 billion is?
Yeah, but after taxes, what is it?
Yeah, that's probably half, huh?
Probably, still 150, what, 300?
150 million, yeah.
Which, I mean, yes, it's a lot. It is definitely a lot.
Wow.
But I'm sure you can find ways.
Some companies are not worth that much. Many companies are not worth that much. So, yeah, I mean, how do you get, like, six numbers, you know, the odds are like what, 1 in 40 million or something,
okay.
Or 1 in 14 million.
If you get it,
million.
Then you deserve it.
Yeah, definitely.
Because whatever you're doing is very in line with the universe, so good for you.
Right, but if you want to win, you got to buy a ticket.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
I wonder how many tickets she had bought before that. Like, did she play every week?
Yeah.
What was her system? I'd love to know.
Right. I know. The thing is that people don't understand. It doesn't really matter. I mean, you can buy 10. It still doesn't improve your odds by anything.
Right.
By anything, you know, unless you go and buy all the tickets, which I thought of doing once. I mean, what if you actually spent enough money to cover all the numbers? So if it's 1 in 14 million, you buy 14 million tickets for $14 million, and you stand to win $300 million. The only drawback there is that what if more than one person wins? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, then you're splitting it.
Right.
Plus, who's got $14 million to play the lottery?
Right.
For that, invest in the stock
market.
Well,
yeah. I mean, I would invest if I knew I would win for sure. You know, I mean, well, you don't know you would win for sure, but if you bought every combination, then you would.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of combinations, though.
Yeah. $14 million. You'd need a computer to do that.
Right.
But it's interesting, yeah. There's a formula to figure it out. I remember when I took statistics in college.
Like a faction? Isn't it
a faction?
Is
that what they call it?
Yeah, when it's like...
In statistics?
I don't know. Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Math is not my strong suit. It once was, but no longer.
Yeah, I know. Me too. It's like once you leave school, man, you forget a lot of it. But a lot of it stays with you. You know, I think you think more systematically and stuff.
I mean, I think logically, I wouldn't say that I think or remember anything. Like, I definitely don't remember calculus or algebra. I don't remember most of science.
Yeah.
I know an amoeba, what chlorophyll is, condensation, dew. Like, yeah. I think that's it. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I love school, man. I got to go back. I really should. Maybe get a master's or something.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Add that to your list.
Maybe in philosophy or something.
That would be cool.
Yeah. You know, because I'm not really looking for another career or something. So I can take what I want to take.
Right, especially since you like reading. So going back to school should be easy for you because the reading part won't be like a new thing.
Right, exactly. And I actually enjoy what I read, so that's a lot better. But my son in school, he says, man, I can handle everything, but calculus too, he says, is brutal. And, you know, I mean, yeah, calculus is very hard. Sometimes it's hard to wrap your mind around it. But I obviously don't remember much from it. But it's mostly like measuring curves and things like that.
Yeah.
God, how do people do it, man? Some people are so smart.
They are.
Yeah. So more allegations against Bill Cosby.
Okay, what do you do now?
A couple new women came out saying that one said that he drugged her and stole her panties and assaulted her in the car while she was unconscious.
Good Lord. I mean, at this point, he's in so deep, he should just come out and, like, in his deposition, just list all of the things. Not that he even remembers, truthfully, because who knows if he does, but like he might as well just own up to it and have it disappear versus continuing to have it just surface.
Yeah.
Because he's so current every time it comes out.
Right. That's true. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't want to be, but it's, yeah, I mean, that's the point you're making. He doesn't want to be brought up all the time. The only thing is that, I mean, if he admits to this, it's going to be explosive, you know?
I mean, he has to.
Yeah, some people are just like deny.
Maybe he thinks he's going to die before the truth ever comes out.
Yeah,
but like,
exactly.
This is going to be the longest process ever.
Yeah. Yeah, some people are just, maybe he's in denial or he just doesn't want to incriminate himself or something. The other woman says that he told her she better sleep with him if she wanted to make it in the entertainment industry. This is the classic abuse there.
That's so like old school. I wonder what year he said that.
Right. That was probably some time ago. I mean, well, she says like after living 35 years with the memories. So far, there's more than 40 women who have publicly accused him of sexual misconduct over the past 40 years. Wow. I mean, yeah, how could he get away with so many? You know, maybe because they were just young. Most of them were pretty young.
Yeah.
They didn't know what's going on. And, you know, you're probably in awe when you're near somebody like that, that's so famous.
Of course, because you idolize them. You trust them because he played this trustworthy character.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think that's how he was able to take advantage, but sad.
Yeah, who would have thought, man? I remember I used to watch him as a kid in a series called I Spy, and there were two spies. It was Robert Culp, who's no longer around, and Bill Cosby. And it was an amazing series. I really loved it. And he was so young and everything. Who would have thought, you know, you grow up 50 years later, you know, you find out this guy's like a predator.
Some people have a darkness to them that no one knows, yeah. You know, no one knows about.
I know. Skeletons in the closet, huh?
Totally.
Yeah.
And I'm sure because he's an actor, he was probably really good at hiding whatever it was. You know, it's like he's able to go into like another character. So he played the Bill Cosby we thought he was.
Yeah.
And then behind the scenes, he was whatever this version is.
Yeah. I know. But it's very sad. Molestation, rape, things like that, they destroy a soul, they destroy a life, you know. And I think these people really, I mean, you know, the death penalty is a controversial thing. I'm not sure I'm for it, but at the same time, you know, when people do these things, I think they don't deserve to be around anymore. Although I believe that prison is worse than death.
That's what I think. I think punishment is actually, that's why some people kill themselves while in jail.
Right.
Because they'd rather die than be in jail. Because now they're being judged by a jury of their peers. Like, let's say there's a criminal that, I mean, they say this all the time. Let's say, you know, Bill Cosby goes to jail. Let's say somebody committed a crime in there that's a completely different crime. But let's say that guy's daughter was molested by somebody.
Mm.
He's going to take it out on Bill Cosby because Bill Cosby molested somebody.
That's true.
While that guy's crime might even be worse,
yeah,
he's just sore about the fact that Bill Cosby did this.
Right.
And he was famous. And now in this arena, everyone's on the same playing field. You're all prisoners.
Yeah.
So,
and it's bizarre because, you know, these are prisoners that are there for other reasons. And I guess it's a known thing where child molesters really get abused in jail. You know, like these people are suddenly moral or something.
But, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It's funny, people's moral compasses have a lot of leeway.
Yeah.
It's like a
selective. It's like relative, right?
It's like selective hearing or selective memory or selective diet. Like, I'm a pescatarian, but I'll eat, like, I won't eat meat, but I'll eat fish.
Right.
Well, I will commit a crime, but I don't like your crime.
Yeah, my crime is not as serious.
Right. Or, like, I believe in, what I mean, I know that there are people that have, like, all kinds of different beliefs. So, like, let's say the people that believe, that are for the death penalty but against abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Or that are for, are against same-sex marriage. Like today, for instance, and I'm going to plug Lauren in my video for Two Drunk Girls. It's about Kim Davis and the Pope.
Wait a minute. Kim Davis. Who's Kim Davis?
So she's the Kentucky County clerk that rejected the same-sex marriage request.
Marriage, right. The license.
Right. So she says no. Okay. So, all right, we get it. You're against same-sex marriage. But, like, then you can't be for something else that's, like, against human rights.
Mm.
I think you're either for human rights or you're against human rights. Like, you have to, like, pick one or the other.
Right. But how does the human rights figure in with the LGBT thing?
Because they have rights.
Right. Oh, I see. Okay, so you're talking about sympathizing with the rights. How do you know that she believes in people's rights?
She apparently doesn't.
Right.
Right. Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're I don't understand people that, like, pick and choose. It's not like Bible a la carte. Like,
right.
You know, or laws a la carte. Like, A, the laws are laws already. Unless you want to fight against them, you have to adhere to them first, and then you can fight against them. But, like, she got arrested for 5 days because she went against a federal ruling.
Right, exactly. And she didn't do her job.
Right.
You know, I think that's the thing. I mean, you know, if you don't believe in what you're doing, leave your job. But if they tell you got to do this and you got to do that,
right.
It's just like that flight attendant we were talking about, the Muslim one, that didn't want to serve alcohol. And, you know, that was controversial because the company fired her and she sued the company. The bottom line is, if you don't do your job, you're gone.
Right. And I mean, listen, I get it. Some people's religion is like they're up their first, you know,
priority.
Right. That's where they go for all their, like, life laws and moral compasses and things like that. But, like, when you're back in the real world with the other people that are maybe not religious or a different religion than you, or it's just a job in general.
Right.
And that's why there's a separation of church and state. Separation. Same right. thing with business and church. Like, unless you work for the church, then your business is your church. But otherwise, it's separate, and you have to do your job first.
Yeah.
What you do at home is a different story. And how you raise your kids, different story.
Exactly.
But when you're in society...
Yeah, and if you don't believe in that, just don't work there. I mean, but you can't, like, go and make your own rules. Mm-mm. So I strongly believe that she should have been jailed or at least just fired.
Right.
If nothing else.
Exactly. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, I'm not sorry. But also, it goes back to the whole thing. Like, so the people are upset with, like, or confused by the Pope would meet with her, assuming that because we don't know what actually transpired, we know, like, a few words that were said. Like, he said, you know, thank you for being courageous and things like that. People are thinking that that means he agrees with what she did.
Mm.
But that's not what happens with the Pope. The Pope is a very forgiving man. He's very open. He's very, I don't know, he's like the most liberal of all popes. So like an understanding, I would say, of all popes. So he's, of course he's going to be understanding of her. Yeah. And he's going to like, A, say good job for having you standing up for yourself. If that's what you believe, fine. But like, I don't think he's saying, I don't believe in same-sex marriage. Because he's actually been for it, for people to be able to choose.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this
Pope
is for it.
Wow, that's very interesting. So he's very tolerant.
Totally.
Yeah.
So that's why it's sending mixed signals to people. But, I mean, if you do a little bit of thinking, guys, and you do a little digging deeper, maybe you're proud of this Pope for actually being forgiving of people that are not as tolerant, that may need to open their eyes. Maybe he actually gave her his side of the story. And was saying, like, while I respect you for being courageous and, like, standing up for what you believe in, maybe you want to open your horizons a little and see that people are now, same-sex marriages are happening.
Makes sense. Wow. Sounds saintly to me.
Exactly. Because he can't go in and be like, no, bad. Because then he's judging her. And the whole thing is to not be judgmental.
Yeah.
Which teaches her in itself a lesson. If he's not judging her.
Yeah, don't judge other people.
Right.
Yeah. That's the thing. I think that's the view that should be used by religious people, you know? Especially religious people, because you believe in God. You believe that God creates people. And, you know, if everybody's God's children, why would you hate some people? Why would you not be tolerant of them? I mean, you'd be admitting that God screwed up, and that's not very religious.
No, what would be really great is if the spiritual like leaders of today could go back and take the Bible and the Torah and all of the like the Quran and all of these documents and actually analyze them as they are meant to be read and not how people interpreted them in the past.
Yeah.
And did a modern day version of that, because I think people would be way more understanding and maybe reconsider things.
Yeah. Well, but people have been analyzing this for centuries, right? I mean, you have like so many comments on the Bible and analysis and everything. What do you mean the way it was meant to be read?
I think there needs to be like a summit of some kind where all the leaders get together.
Mm-hmm.
Not like country leaders, but like spiritual religious leaders.
Right.
And they all got on the same page.
Mm.
The most spiritual ones, not the extremists, obviously, because they're just never going to agree. But the ones that like want peace and want everyone to coexist and are like coming up with like different versions of this. Like, I mean, even like Eckhart Tolle to like Michael Beckwith to whoever.
Mm.
Those are the American ones I know about, but I'm sure there's plenty. Like, there's like yogis in India and there's all kinds of people. But like, if they all sat down and they're like, okay, this story meant this. Let's apply it to today. Like, when I go to temple, they apply the Torah to today.
Mm, make you know? It relevant for you.
Right. So it's like, okay, well, that story was killing chickens to sacrifice. How about right now? What am I going to sacrifice for myself? I'm probably going to sacrifice eating a gluttonous meal.
Yeah.
And praying instead. Or like, you know, kind of tying it to yourself today.
Right. No, that's true. But they say many things are not to be taken literally either, you know. And that's why people study this and they're going, well, this is what this means and that's what that means. And it creates like a whole, you know, many different versions of how people interpret.
Which is why I think there should be one summit with all the people.
Right.
And then they should go spread the wealth amongst their followers who might be taking it a little too seriously and literally.
Well, no, that's true. I mean, if the other religions had someone like the Pope, maybe it could happen.
Maybe. I mean, like, thou shalt not kill is thou shalt not kill. That, I think, is one thing that should be taken seriously.
Right.
You know? Also, don't commit adultery. Fine. There isn't a lot of wiggle room with those things.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a lot of stories in the Bible that... I'm sorry. When the water split, do we really all think that the water split and that people walked across it? I don't know if that idea...
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it was... I think a lot of it was symbolic.
Right. Like, don't have slaves. Don't treat people like slaves. And then plagues won't happen to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that, like, pests came out of the sky. But, like, I'm going to guess bad things happen to people that do bad things.
Yeah.
But that's just a cycle of energy. So, anyway.
Yeah. No, I know. Plus, it's a little bit of wishful thinking when we hope that there's karma and people will have to pay.
No, I think that it does happen that way just because of the energy you put out yourself. Do I think that like 10 plagues are going to come upon you and that your firstborn child's going to be taken? No.
Right. But, yeah, but if you have an evil nature or something, it's probably going to come back to bite you in the ass, like O.J. Simpson, for example. I mean, I knew he would get in trouble because he's a troublemaker. So he got in trouble for something else, you know, and he doesn't stop.
Here's the thing, too. When people don't have a higher power and they don't answer to something bigger than themselves, they tend to fight themselves instead.
Mm.
When you don't, like, submit in some way to, like, letting go or, like, knowing that you are not everything, like, it's the ego. If you have such a big ego...
Yeah, like the whole world revolves around
you. Right, you're going to keep fighting yourself,
which
is fine because then we don't have to fight you. But like you're going to keep battling yourself and getting yourself in trouble.
Yeah, because there's also not a lot of morality when you don't believe in something.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
You don't believe in consequences. You think you're invincible.
Yeah. I know.
That's why they say people hang themselves. I mean, not literally, figuratively, but like that's because they keep doing things that are going to put them in trouble.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah. I know, like, what's his name keeps getting in trouble all the time? That guy that killed Trayvon, remember, in Florida? George.
Hernandez or something? No.
Rodriguez? No.
I don't know.
No. Something like that. I know. Yeah.
His name's George.
Yeah. We both blanked out on it. But, yeah, he constantly gets in trouble.
Right.
You know, domestic violence and gun charges and assault and things like that.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, so people just keep on behaving the way they do. And that's what happens, yeah.
Same thing in relationships, guys.
Yeah.
If you keep doing the same thing, you're not going to get a different outcome.
Right.
Insanity.
Yeah. Wow. Going to something a little more somber, did you hear about this woman that committed suicide that was Jim Carrey's friend? Or I think friend in quotation marks. I mean, they dated.
What's her name?
Her name is, let's see if I can say, Catriona White. Have you heard of her?
She's young, right?
She's young.
Yeah, so I actually think that I have friends that are friends with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's 30 years old.
Yeah, people were posting things on Instagram.
Wow.
Here, I can actually
people that know her?
Yeah, that I know that know her. And
wow.
It's sad.
Yeah. It's very sad. I mean, you know, it's like you don't know why it happened. And they're saying, I mean, there were rumors that they broke up. And
yeah, Cat White.
Oh, Cat. Okay. So that's her.
Well, that's her short
name. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she killed herself, huh?
Yeah. They found her with pills. And what a shame. What a shame, you know. And Jim Carrey has nothing but great things to say about her. Must be shocked to see this. But look what she wrote on Twitter. Her last tweet was, signing off Twitter, I hope I've been a light to my nearest and dearest. Love to you all.
Wow. When did she write that?
That was 24 September at 5 p.m. Yeah. And let's see when this happened.
Just like a day or two ago, I think.
Yeah, Monday, right? Yeah, Monday. So that was, so she wrote it a couple days before that.
Very sad.
Wow. Yeah. Very pretty, and you know, I'm sure she was a nice woman too. You know, there's no reason to think she wasn't.
No, I mean, people posted very nice things about her, like saying that she was always smiling and that like the most smiley of people could have a very dark interior.
Right.
And you just don't know what's going on with somebody.
Right. Yeah. who knows what was happening. But we'll probably find out more because I heard on the radio that she left a note for Carrie, for Jim Carrey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I don't know. I just heard it on the radio. I don't know if it's true or not because I'm not seeing it here. But they're saying that the report is not complete, but it is an apparent suicide. She lived in Sherman Oaks right here. Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. It's what people don't realize. We live among all the big stars here. So we see this stuff happening. I mean, one time I drove down the street, I saw, I mean, that was a long time ago, but I saw LaToya Jackson and her mom in a car behind me. I've seen Britney Spears. A lot of people hang out here in the valley. They live on the hills and stuff, so mm-hmm. that's nice.
And what did this woman do, this cat?
What did she do? I don't know. They're describing her as a close friend.
No, but like, what did she do for work?
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to figure it out, but they're not saying. So I don't know. I'm sure we're going to find out a lot about it.
It's very sad.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it shows you people will do things when they hurt, man. But you got to seek help, you know. This is not the solution, you know. You don't... I saw there was a meme on Facebook that was great. It says, suicide does not take the pain. It just transfers it to other people.
Right.
Gives it to other people, however you want to put it. But yeah. Yeah, and it's true. It's so true. You know, you leave a mess for your family. And why would you do that if you love them?
Don't know.
Yeah. And, I mean, even if you don't love yourself, love your family, love your friends. Don't do this. Your kids, your spouse. You know, people don't understand there's hope, man. It's never that hopeless where we get such precious short time here and then to just take it away. Besides, I'm afraid. I don't know what's going to happen on the other side when you kill yourself, you know?
Yeah, I mean...
In the Kabbalah, I learned some scary things. So,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, how would they even know?
They don't. I mean, right. They just go based on interpretations and things that they pass on to generations. And, you know, they call them sages, you know? I mean, supposedly they knew what these things meant. But there's a lot of things that are very true, you know, I mean, that make sense and that are in line with science and stuff in all these interpretations. But yeah, how do they know?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. This is interesting here. I got a kick out of this one. I guess this couple threw a wedding. And they decided for whoever did not show up, they sent them a bill to compensate for the meal that was not consumed.
Yikes. Okay.
And they're saying this was like a... So one woman talks about it here in the article, and this was like her cousin, you know? So they were billed for a wedding they said they would attend but had to miss. So the note on the bill says... Explanation for no show, card, call, or text would be appreciated. So, I guess these people felt... So, they're being charged $75 for herb-crusted walleye and a service and tax charge. Wow.
Interesting. And how do they actually get the money from these people?
I don't know. Sue them, maybe?
That's a silly amount.
Yeah, like,
amount,
right. I know.
Goodness.
I know. They're just like, I mean, people don't think, you know, how can this possibly end in a good way? You're going to alienate all these friends of yours that some, I'm sure they did not miss it because they wanted to, but they're saying like this, these people, this couple, the babysitter didn't show or something. So they couldn't, and it said no children in the wedding. So they couldn't go.
Yeah.
Wow, man. People are crazy, you know, but I don't know about big weddings. You know, I with the rate of divorce, it's kind of pathetic sometimes to see how much people spend on weddings and then end up divorcing 2 years later. What a shame. What a waste.
Yeah.
So that's why I think nice small weddings are cool. You know, you don't have to go all out and everything. Because then it makes you look like a fool, you know. I don't know. It's also like you're spending so much money for just a few hours.
I would want to save that money and put it toward my future with my future husband.
Yeah, exactly. You know, towards a house, towards something.
Right.
Yeah. I remember when I got married the first time, that's what my dad said. He said to my future in-laws, he said, you know, let's not spend the money on the wedding. Let's use it to buy them a house. But no, the mother insisted, my mother-in-law insisted on a huge wedding because, you know what, usually the weddings are about the mother, not the daughter. You know, often you'll get more guests. I mean, I guess it depends what age you are, but yeah, I mean, she was in her 20s, so I guess the mother figured that she's going to have the wedding regardless of what other people think.
I guess. I already told my mom to start narrowing her people down because I'm not having a big wedding.
Yeah. Good for you. You're thinking about it.
I lay down the law.
Yeah. Yeah. Finally, I mean, this is very disturbing. There's those polygamous sects, those cults that some of you may have heard about. There was this guy, Warren Jeffs. He was sentenced to 20 years in prison for leading this cult and for sexual assault and aggravated sexual assault of two girls aged 12 and 15. I mean, these are like considered like wives. You know, so these people are, I don't know how they're much more different than those Muslims that abuse kids, but this is in America.
Yeah.
You know, and so, but get this now. They say that there's only certain men that are called seed bearers, and only they get to have sex with women. So as a husband, if you're not a seed bearer, you're supposed to sit there and watch your wife being raped by somebody else.
Whoa.
Yeah. And you tell me that's not abuse, I don't know what is. I mean, in addition to emotional abuse that can totally destroy you.
I mean, that's so backwards.
It's so backwards.
How is that still a thing?
Yeah.
I just don't get
it. I know. In 2008, they raided the church, and police removed 460 kids from the property.
Whoa.
Including mothers under 18 years old. Yeah. I mean, this stuff happens, you know. And look, it all happens with the people that are helpless, you know. The young girls, the kids.
Of course.
They have no ability to consent, no ability to make a decision. And when you're that young and this stuff happens, you feel something's wrong, but you go, but this is my life. This is the norm.
Right. And they also don't know, maybe they did something to create that, or like that it's their fault.
Right. Yeah. And that happens a lot, where the victims feel it's their fault and they led them on, and because that's what the abuser makes them think.
Yep.
Yeah. See, these people should be castrated, at least. Castrated, if nothing else. Hang them by the balls, man. They don't deserve anything. All right, well, that's it for today, folks. Tomorrow's Friday. We're looking forward to that. And that's it, Jen. Have a great party.
Thank you.
I'm hoping to be part of... I just don't know what time I'm going to come, but I'll be there.
Great.
All right, everybody. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.